Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Westbrook with it. Give it to LeBron at the right elbow. LeBron, one-on-one against Kenrick Williams. Backing him in. Turns. Shoots. Scores! There it is! All hail the new king in town! Young and old, gather round! From one iconic Laker to another.
Everybody that's ever been a part of this run with me the last 20 years, 20 plus years, I just want to say I thank you so much, because I wouldn't be me without y'all. All y'all help, all y'all passion, all y'all sacrifices helped me get to this point. And to the NBA, to Adam Silver, to the late, great David Stern, I thank you guys so much for allowing me to be a part of something I've always dreamed about. And I would never, ever in a million years dreamt this even better than what it is tonight. So, man, thank you guys.
All right, welcome back. Big night for LeBron James. Wow, the all-time NBA scoring leader taking over for Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Brian Geltzeiler, Sirius XM NBA, joins us. Brian, good morning. How you doing?
I'm good, Joe. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing great. And I guess the only question, I was looking into records, and Brady's got a bunch of records, and I'm looking, and I've said this before, and I've been wrong every time I do it. I think when LeBron James, though, is done playing and he goes way over 40,000 points, I don't know if anybody ever catches him. He's still going to play a long time, but he's averaging 30 points a game at 38 years old. He's not slowing down. His body, he's not acting like a normal 38-year-old. What do you think?
I think it's – when Kareem got it, we all thought it was going to be very hard for anyone to catch him, and Karl Malone played till he was 40. And – you know, Malone really in the end didn't get that close. This one is going to be tough to reach. Right. And I don't know that we see it in our lifetime. I really don't. The one thing that you can't measure is what happens with certain guys in terms of the way when they break down in their career. So here's an example. Listen, Chris Paul and LeBron are right around the same age. Chris Paul is breaking down. And Chris Paul worked very hard to keep his body good, Joe. He always has. He's just breaking down, and you can't measure it. Listen, you look in the NFL. Aaron Rodgers this year looked like a shell of himself at 39. Brady didn't look that way at 39. And I don't think that's conditioning either. I just – some guys are able to keep their bodies up and are blessed with that, and blessed with tremendous ability and tremendous athleticism, and can keep going into later stages of life. It appears as though LeBron James is one of those guys. Now, I'm not just going to write it off to God's gifts for LeBron James. I mean, he has them. Don't get me wrong. Dude spends over $1 million a year just on maintaining his body. And his body is tremendous. And the way he works in the gym and the effort he puts in to keep his body in great shape, to keep himself playing consistently and at this level at the age of 38, is to be lauded. Here's the other thing about this record that I think is really important to note. He didn't limp into this record, Joe. This is not a guy hanging on to try to catch somebody.
Right.
This is a guy, as you just said, averaged 30 points a game, playing at the highest of high levels at the age of 38, and realistically is still a top 10 player in the league at the age of 38. I mean, he's doing this and playing at the highest of the high levels. It's we to tip our cap and laud this guy, and really, from as a basketball-watching public, we should really appreciate what we have in front of us, because the dude's amazing to watch play basketball. It has been a privilege and an honor to be able to see LeBron James' whole career and see what he's been able to accomplish. It really has been. He's a gift to the world of basketball in terms of just being able to appreciate and watch, you know, the greatest of the great. I mean, I think he's the greatest player of all time. No, I think Michael Jordan's the greatest player of all time. But none of that matters today.
Right.
What matters is that we've been able to look at greatness here in front of us. And there's a level of appreciation I have for watching this guy play basketball that's unique. And I feel privileged for being able to, not no pun intended, to be able to witness all of it.
Yeah, we're with you. We had him 4 years, man, and they were fun 4 years. Nobody will ever complain about those 4 years. So NBA trade deadline tomorrow, 3 o'clock. You expect it to be pretty active?
I think it's going to be an active deadline. I don't think it's going to be active with big names. I think we just saw the biggest name get dealt that we're going to see get dealt, and that was Kyrie Irving. And beyond that, it's going to be a lot that's going to go on the margins. And there's a lot that can go on the margins, because I think there's plenty. You know, we were worried early on about a trade deadline, not thinking there were going to be a lot of sellers. Toronto's going to be very active in selling. We know that. Ananobi, I think, is going to move. Van Vliet and Trent, I think, are going to move. You know, the Hornets will probably move Rozier and see if they can get off Hayward's deal. I think the Pistons could end up moving Bohan Bogdanovic if they can get a first-round pick for him. So it's those kinds of guys. You know, Jay Crowder will probably move off the Suns. John Collins, if someone will take his contract, may move off Atlanta. Utah, we could see Conley go to the Clippers from Utah. Malik Beasley and Jared Vanderbilt, I know, are both in demand. The Spurs are trying to do something with Jakob Poeltl, who they're not going to extend, and maybe Josh Richardson, and watch Eric Gordon on the Rockets. But those are the kinds of guys. There could be a surprise here or there. Jeremy Grant maybe off the Blazers. But the two teams that really could tip the scales on this thing are the Wizards and the Bulls. The Bulls, I don't think, are going to be sellers here. I think they're in the play-in right now, and I think there'd be a mutiny in that fan base if they decide to go to start to sell off pieces like DeRozan and Vucevic and Zach LaVine. And then Washington's one to watch. He just came off a winning streak, but they're still in the 12 seed. Kuzma's in a contract year. Porzingis' value is as high as it's going to be right now. He's played really well this year, and he's only got one more year left on his deal next year. So those are two guys to watch as well.
Hey, Brian, I want to ask you, the Heat. We're so used to Riley, you know, always trying to improve things and not afraid to pull the trigger. He's got a big three of his own right now. Do you think they make any kind of move tomorrow or today?
I think they're going to try to do something. I do know that they've shopped Kyle Lowry a bunch and that there's been no takers. So I think he's going to end up staying. But I do think that, you know, they may look to package something where they can get rid of Duncan Robinson's deal and get a contract back and maybe put a first-round pick and this rookie Jovic in a deal. I think that's possible. Listen, Riley's always active. They're always active. And I mean, they're going to look to try to do something on the margins. I know that they were not happy with Dwayne Dedman, but they were able to piece a little bit of money off there and get rid of him. That may be something they go out and use here. But the Heat definitely need another piece or two. And I don't think it's going to be a top-end piece, but I do think that we see them add something in this rotation between right now and tomorrow at 3 o'clock.
All right, and Kyrie and Luka, how's that? I'm not very good at relationships personally, but how will this one work?
You know, all right. So offensively, I think it'll be great. I think on the offensive end of the ball, there's plenty of shots to go around for both of them. I think Kyrie's the kind of guy that Luka needed next to him to relieve some of the burden. I think one of the misnomers with Luka Doncic is that he wants to have the ball as much as he has the ball this year. I think he's had to in the absence of Jalen Brunson. Irving takes some of that responsibility off his shoulders. Here are the two questions. Number one, you just took the best perimeter defender on the team in Dorian Finney-Smith off of a team that is 24th in defensive efficiency in the NBA right now. That's a problem.
Ooh.
And last made a conference final last year because their defense was excellent. And you know what? That does. Their defense is not excellent this year, and they just made it worse. That's a problem. The second thing is this. Listen, Luka's not the easiest guy in the world all the time. Him and Porzingis had problems. Luka is all about Luka. He's got a lot of ego. And when you're as good as he is, it's okay to have that much ego. Joe, I'm not being critical. But how the heck's Luka going to react when Kyrie decides to not show up, or he gets offended about something, or he makes some kind of statement that offends people, and all of a sudden there's a sideshow going on with this team, and it's not about basketball. Luka's all about basketball. Listen, Kyrie was very close with Kevin Durant. He burned Kevin Durant out with all the non-basketball stuff. And even what yesterday's press conference, some of the shots he took at the Brooklyn Nets, if I had done my homework on the front office, I never would have gone there. How about this line? How do you think this line resonates with Luka, Joe? I want to go somewhere where I'm celebrated, not tolerated. Dude, you played in half the game.
Right.
You were an ongoing sideshow. Okay, and right when this team had it all going in the right direction, you demanded a trade. You claimed the negotiations hit an impasse. How did negotiations had an impasse in friggin' February? Come on. Yeah. There's plenty of time to negotiate. And the thing is, here's where I think Kyrie, you know, and he's represented by his stepmother. And I think, you know, on one hand, you feel like, all right, well, she's got his best interest at heart. But there's no doubt that she does. On the other hand, emotion gets involved. I don't think he's going to get a better deal than what Brooklyn was offering him with two guaranteed years and incentives in the third and fourth year. The fact they put a championship in the incentive, and to my understanding, that was only for a small amount of money, that he got all offended by that. Listen, incentives are packed that way. Joel Embiid signed an extension before this extension that he's on. Two-thirds of the extension was guaranteed. One-third was tied to incentives, that most of it was games played. But there was other stuff, conference final appearances, MVP, All-NBAs, all of that stuff. Mm. Like Kyrie just he creates his own alternate reality. And I don't know how well that's going to play. Here's one other quickie with him. He was unhappy in Cleveland. He got to Boston. He was unhappy in Boston. He was legitimately happy living in New Jersey, in the hometown that he grew up in, which is my hometown, by the way. He was legitimately happy there and liked being in the metropolitan area and playing in Brooklyn. He was happy with all of that. How is he going to be happy in Dallas? Like, he's going to – I don't understand it. Like, somehow this is going to be the panacea for him. I'm not seeing the success that's going to need to happen. There's just too much that goes on with Kyrie off the court to make everything just, you know, be rosy and ducky on the court.
What happens with Kevin Durant? I know they've kind of said, hey, we're trying to put a good team around, so we like our pieces. Let's try to work this out. Don't go wanting to get out of this thing. What do you expect?
Well, I think that Durant, with this last trade demand, I think he had enough of Kyrie last summer when Kyrie started making Google eyes at LeBron in L.A. I think that was legitimately offensive to Kevin Durant, who had Kyrie's back the whole time. And notice, once they decided they were keeping Kyrie was when Kevin asked out. So there's definitely – I don't think that Kevin Durant is upset that Kyrie Irving is gone. I think that with this latest trade demand, I don't know this totally confirmed, but I do believe from things that I've heard that Durant was like, don't let the door hit you in the backside on the way out. Goodbye. And if you want to go, go. And I think Durant is ready. He'll come back after the All-Star break, as Woj announced yesterday. And he'll play with this team and see how this goes and see what kind of success they can have and see what they can do in the playoffs. And if he's not satisfied with the group that they put around him, he's going to ask for a trade again this summer. And at that point, I think they will try to accommodate him. I think that there is an understanding between him and this, and it's not even the front office. It's him and the ownership group, you know, the Tsai family. I think that there's an understanding with him is that come and try to make this work from a basketball standpoint. And then if it doesn't work, let's talk next summer about what we can do. What is interesting is that the one last domino that could drop with the Nets and that could end up having Durant stay there is maybe getting rid of Sean Marks and letting Kevin Durant have a say in who's going to come and run that team. And just to kind of, you know, throw something out there, Bob Myers in Golden State is on the last year of his contract and doesn't have a contract for next year. And that's something worthwhile, considering that the guy that really tipped the scales to get Durant to Golden State 5 years ago was Bob Myers.
Hey, I'll leave you with this one. Percentages that Kyrie stays in Dallas or when he becomes a free agent, he is long gone to California.
You know, I probably would say that it's 40-60 in favor of him. And I have 40% Dallas, 60% going to California.
Yeah.
Keep one thing in mind. Somebody's got to be willing to pay him.
That's true.
And he's made clear he wants a four-year deal. He wants to be paid for the guy that he's been the last 2 months, not the guy that wouldn't get vaccinated last year and wouldn't play for his team, not the guy that the year before hurt his ankle and then didn't show up after January 6th. You know, not that guy, not the guy that had to be suspended for 6 games and had to go to sensitivity training and meet with Jewish leaders for tweeting out a movie with anti-Semitic tropes. He doesn't want to be paid for that guy. He wants to be paid for the guy that he's been the last 2 months.
Right.
And I just don't. And I just don't think that there's a lot of owners out there in the NBA that are going to want to throw all that money at him and take the risk for being stuck with him 4 years. Because here's the other point to make, and we this brings us full circle to this interview, Joe. We talked about how guys don't, you know, some guys age differently than others when it comes to the NBA. Kyrie's already 30. You get to that point, you're going to pay him, you want to pay him that kind of money when you can't count on him when he's 34 years old and he's got a game that totally relies on speed? I don't know.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. The problem for Kyrie now is he's going to be year to year. That's why an emotional decision to leave Brooklyn may not have been the smart move, because I do believe, I'll stand by this, the best contract offer that he was going to get is the one that he got insulted by that forced his trade demand for the Nets.
Wow. Gelty, it's great having you. Always appreciate it. Thanks for coming on this morning. I appreciate it. I can't wait to see what happens the next 24-plus hours.
Joe, with you anytime, my man. You just reach out. I'm always happy to join you.
Thank you. Brian Geltzeiler, appreciate that. Okay. SiriusXM NBA joining us. Talk a little bit about the NBA. We got a lot more stuff to get to. We got 9 o'clock hour coming up. We'll jump on some more stuff. But first, before we do, I take a second to tell you about Baptist Health South Florida. Taking care of a lot of our teams. People ask me, hey, where do the pros go when they get injured? And I go, well, we're lucky. Enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins. All trust those great doctors of Baptist Health South Florida. Top 50 sports medicine program in the country. Man, it's just getting bigger and it's getting better. Yeah, it's a lot more than Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables where I've been for a few surgeries. No. It's a lot more. We got a brand new, beautiful facility on 595 and Pine Island in Plantation. I mean, right off 595. You can't miss at night that lit up pineapple looking right at you saying, come on, come over here and let's fix you. With the top specialists in the business, man, for every part of the body, knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement. We're talking about some of the top surgeons. And by the way, you put that with some of the best physical therapists, in-house physical therapists, and it's one goal, man. It's about getting you back playing the sports you love the most with those doctors and physical therapists working together. One goal with this beautiful facility in Broward, along with down in Dade County. And by the way, we got more great news on the way here in the near future for a new facility that's going to be opening up for you to take advantage of at Baptist Health South Florida. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. Make an appointment today. You know that one goal every day, get you back healthy, playing the sports you love the most.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.